now joined by the driver of our race-winning car, the number 2 Auto Trader Ford, Brad Kislowski. We will open it up to questions for Brad. We'll start in the back with Kathy and then go to Jerry.
I'm sorry, Kathy Brown.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
I'm back here. Kathy Brown, pitting outside the box. On Thursday, I talked to you about how special it would be to win 3 in a row, especially with this being the first race in the playoffs. Now that it's happened, what do you think that you're doing or your team is doing that has turned your season around so quickly?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really in a great frame of mind to answer that because I'm still caught up in what, you know, 500 wins means for Penske, what 3 in a row means for us as a team, and what you know, the last 3 weeks has meant to me personally and professionally. It's just really, really special, Kathy. So, you know, to go with that, a lot of things have come together. They have to come together to win. Winning is more about being the fastest. Winning is about being the best in all facets and taking advantage of opportunities. We probably weren't the best today with respect to being the fastest car, but my team was the best today with respect to executing on the pit stops, putting us in a position to control the race, and then getting through the chaos that I think you guys all saw over the last, you know, 20 or 30 laps. To this date in the season, or to date before these 3 races in the season, we hadn't been able to do that. I don't know if I necessarily think we're any faster than we have been the rest of the season, as much as I would say we're finding ourselves taking advantage of opportunities at a much higher level. And with that in mind, that's what great teams do. And I'm so thrilled to death to see this team do that here over these last few weeks, because I can tell you that today, last week, and the week before, we weren't good enough to just dominate a race. It took a total team effort. And that's what our guys delivered here today to win in Las Vegas.
We're going to go to Jerry, then up to the press box, and then come back down.
I don't know. Did that answer your question, Kathy? Close? Okay.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires, that net and PRN over here to your left. First off, there were 6 cautions in the last 57 laps of the race, I believe. When you're sitting out there and then there's...
That's it? It felt like maybe 30, but go ahead.
That's part of what I was going to ask is what was it like for you out there on the track trying to wait that out, and did you know you had the car to win? What went through your mind when you got to the checkered flag?
Well, the cautions were, you know, frustrating, but the only thing more frustrating than that was that red flag. Oh, God, that was... Yeah, I've heard stories about living in an oven before, and I think I've lived it now. But with that in mind, it's a challenge. You know, this was a mentally grueling race because when you get hot, when you're stuck in those situations, and then you add, you know, the chaos of the restarts and all those things come together, it really tests you and challenges you mentally, and our team was able to make the most of that.
And also, the win gets you beyond the Roval. Thought about that at all?
No, I'm just happy for today. I ain't really thought big picture beyond, you know, the Penske side of 500 wins and how special that is to me and to everyone in the organization, and to be a part of that in some small way is really an honor.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Brad, in a time where sponsorship is so critical for our sport, you've been able to do it with 3 different sponsors for the last 3 weekends.
I like that. He's thinking outside the box. I like this.
How important is that for you?
I think it's really important. I was talking to Joey Logano before the start of the race, and we got to looking at our uniforms, and I think I counted 23 different sponsors on my uniforms of some kind, I should say. And we need every one of them. You know, this is – motorsports will always be an arms race, no matter what you do. We can try to put caps on it. We can try to come up with any rule, but it will always be an arms race. And sponsors enable us to be one of the best in the arms race. With that in mind, we have some great partners. Auto Trader was on the car today. MGD was on the car in Darlington. And, of course, last week, Discount Tire. Each one of them brings something unique, but also very important to our team that helps us be competitive, and we couldn't do it without them. So we're very fortunate to have great partners like that. And it means a lot to them to be in Victory Lane, by the way.
We We have two questions over here to the right, and then we'll go to Bob and Jeff.
Brad, Ron Flatter from VSIN. Two questions for you. One, how vital was it that you had a couple restarts toward the end with Joey alongside?
Yeah, I don't know if that was vital. He's really good. Yeah, I just knew it was going to be a heck of a battle with him because he's one of the best restarters, if not the best restarter in Cup, and he made us earn it.
And this is Las Vegas. Despite two consecutive wins, you were still 15-1 early in the week.
Finally, did you have money on it?
No comment.
Oh, man. That's is that a no or a yes? Yeah.
No comment. So, but you got bet down to five. I mean, do you pay attention at all to that?
No. No. Brendan Gaughan told me in Victory Lane that was the numbers, and I had no idea. I've been so busy since I've been here in Las Vegas. I had four sponsor media, fan dinners, appearances, et cetera, and I haven't had a chance to breathe since I've been here, so let alone look at all that kind of stuff. I snuck around and got in the blackjack table for about 30 minutes, and that's about all I've got to have here in Vegas beyond the dinners. So I do enjoy coming to this town, and I'm glad that those things are there. I wish we got a little more respect than that, but that's okay. We're glad that we earned someone a lot of money today.
Go ahead.
Justin Shula, Speedway Media. First off, congratulations on giving Penske their 500th win and your third consecutive win, obviously. Now you go into that second round. All season long, especially during the first 21 races, we've been talking about that big three, but it seems like they've fallen off these past few races. When we asked that to Larson and Truex, Truex made a comment that it's about the big four going into Homestead. Do you feel like this win has solidified your team to be part of that conversation?
No, I don't. I feel like we're proud of this win, but it's one win in a long grind. And there's 9 weeks of long grinding left. 2014, we won the first race, I think, in Chicago. And that was terrific. I wouldn't trade that for anything. But we were eliminated out of the playoffs 4 or 5 weeks later. It's a grind, and you look too far ahead, you get in trouble.
We'll go to Bob and Jeff, and then we'll go back over to the right.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. You used the word chaos today. This track isn't necessarily known for chaos, maybe a couple of highlights, but not the type of chaos that we saw today. Is that because it's the playoffs, or is it just because it was just like 100 degrees and nobody really... Yeah. Knew what they had.
I'm sure 100 degrees plays a factor in that. It's so darn hot that cars were blowing tires and things were happening that probably wouldn't happen if it was cooler out. But beyond that, I can't really speak. I haven't seen exactly what happened in the individual accidents, and I would probably try to break them down before giving a great answer to it. I certainly understand where you're coming from, Bob. Like I said earlier, Bob, I've tried to think of the playoffs as 1 week at a time, and I've tried not to get too far ahead. I think I've made that mistake in the past. Whether it comes to the Roval or Phoenix or Homestead, you got to get there first. And the pathway through there is, 1 week at a time.
We'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I almost have the identical question as Bob, so I want to ask, is there ever a sense when the race is unfolding and like the nature of the race changes based on what drivers see other drivers doing? Like if everybody's getting aggressive, does everybody else raise their aggression level and that could contribute to something? Like, is that one theory, I guess?
Well, I mean, a certain element to motorsports will always be that we play a game of chicken, whether it's on restarts or whatever scenario it might be. And, understanding who has what stakes on the line is really important. When you get to a race like this, everyone pretty much has equal stakes on the line. But when one person pushes you hard and then you let them in or let it go, and then eventually, someone else does it. And now you find yourself in the back playing from behind, and now you start to do it. And it creates an escalating effect. With that in mind, eventually both guys don't lift, and things happen. That's always going to be an element to motorsports. That is a part of it at every level. With that said, the playoffs, of course, when you're playing from behind can make you take more risk.
Go back over to the right and then to Nate.
Andre Haynes from the EMG radio show. Congrats on today's win.
Thank you, Andre.
Do you think that other drivers will change their strategy to win? And if so, how?
I don't know who's in what point situation, but one of the things about this format is it definitely changes people's strategies as you get towards the cutoff races, if you're from behind or if you're way ahead. And it's in, every person has their own unique scenario. Of course, our scenario right now is very good, but some are not as fortunate. We've been in that spot as well. And when that happens, you definitely put all the chips on the table.
We'll go to Nate and then Dick and Ware and Jerry.
I got two for you real quick, Brad. The first is, I think the first nine restarts, the leader took the outside. The last three restarts, you took the inside. Why?
I just felt like it was working better and felt like I was able to control it a little better on the bottom. I don't know, maybe that was right, maybe that was wrong, but we're here now, so I'm glad we did.
And then I want to get your opinion on this. Martin Truex Jr. was asked about you winning three in a row, and he said that Brad clearly found a horseshoe. Three races in a row, he's won, and he's not had the best car. If you really want to talk about the sport being what it is, you've got to look at that.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
He's spot on. We have not been the best car the last 3 weeks. This week, we were probably a top three or four car. I didn't get to see the four car before he had his issue, but I thought he was running pretty good. He was obviously in front of me at one point. And him and the 78 were very strong. The 78 was clearly the best car. And we put everything together when it counted and kind of stole it today. Same scenario the last 2 weeks. I thought the 42 was the best car in Darlington. And we hit the strategy right and executed the last pit stop, and that put us in position to win. And in Indy, we were nowhere near probably even a top 10 car. We were probably a 15th place car. And Paul Wolf hit the strategy right, and then I hit the restart right to make all the passes when it counted and won that race. So with that in mind, I feel like we stole the last three races. We're not complaining, but we still have a lot of work to do to go out there and win heads up without those issues.
We'll go up here in the front, and then Jerry and Dominic.
Brad Dickenware, the Motorsports Report. Indy was a milestone. It was a big one. It was one Roger wanted for a long time, and, of course, now the 500. Tell me about the conversation you had with the captain after Indianapolis. And,
we really haven't talked yet, to be honest. I've been on the media tour and all that. I had one quick phone call with him in Victory Lane, and he was in a business meeting. It was really important. And then I had one real quick phone call with him yesterday morning, I think it was, or yesterday afternoon. Yeah, yesterday afternoon. And he's completely out the front windshield. He's not looking back at all. We did not talk about Indy. We talked about winning today and what we're going to need to do it. So those that have been around Roger Penske know that's who he is.
Go to Jerry and then Dominic.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires at Net and PRN. You were fast on the track today, but I don't think you did 271.
No.
Bob went out and bested his goal. Can you talk about your dad?
Yeah, I'm so proud of my dad to be getting it on the salt flats, not terribly far from here, and he hit 271 today. I know he'd been working really hard on that, and I'll tell you what, he's got me thinking really, really hard about taking that car to Talladega and trying to put up a number. But if I could find a sponsor to do that, I don't know if there's anybody out there, I think I'd go do it, because the record right now is sitting at 251, I think, closed course with A.J. Foyt somewhere on a test track here on the West Coast, and I think his car can hit 270 at Talladega. So if I could get somebody to help me make it work, I'd love to go do it. So that's my quick endorsement. But I think there's an incredible opportunity out there, and I'm so proud of him for building it and having the dream and vision and putting it to good work. And he'd been there the last three or four years, and I think two of the last three it's flooded out or rained out, everyone look at it, and he hadn't been able to run. He was so disappointed, and he called me about a month ago and he said, I really want to go back to Bonneville, can you help me get there? And so I was his sponsor for him to get there, and I think he borrowed a trailer or something, a truck, and towed all the way out there. And of course, as you saw, he hit his number. His goal was to hit 271, and I think he hit 265 last time he was there, and he just keeps toying with it, tinkering with it. He's not retired, but he's semi-retired, and this is his hobby, and I'm thrilled that he's having success with it. I mean, couldn't be any worse than today. No, I think it'd be really fun. The hardest part is getting tires, because the tires are only good for about 220 mile an hour. So, Grant Lynch, I'm sure Grant's still around. He's probably listening right now. Grant, we got to figure this one out, but we'll see how it goes. Have to get a hall pass from the captain, too. I don't work on that one, too.
We'll go to Dominic and wrap up with Jim.
Dominic Ottergon with the Racing Experts back here. Just curious if you can just kind of talk about the team morale the last few weeks compared to what you've been seeing the last couple weeks now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't had a lot of time to spend with the team, and I feel terrible about that. But the week being what it is with media and sponsor and fan request appearances that we have to do, that's just the way it goes. But what I've seen out of them from in the driver's seat while they're working together, they're certainly hitting all the marks, and I'm very, very proud of them for that.
Have you noticed any difference from like 3 or 4 weeks ago to now?
We're just faster. We're faster on pit road than we've ever been.
Going to wrap up over here on the left with Jim.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. This is sort of a similar question. You mentioned it a little bit in Victory Lane, but whether or not you think you have the speed to compete, or you lucked into some of the wins, where do you feel your team, obviously without the team that was behind you today or the last couple of weeks, you wouldn't have been able to capitalize on the circumstances.
Sure.
Where do you feel your team ranks as far as some of the others that are the best?
Well, I mean, the last few weeks we've been a top two or three team on pit road. And, you know, I think I look at our season and I look at this season and I look at seasons past. We find a way to win as a team when we have at least one strong card, right? That strong card might be a fast car. It might be fuel mileage. It might be pit road. Over the years, we've always found a way to take our strong card and put it in victory lane. And quite honestly, the only strong card we've had this year until now has been the plate tracks. We've had good speed there, good tactics, and we were able to win the Clash. But other than that, we haven't been able to put together the wins for a number of reasons, from crash fest races that have kind of tied us up to, some mistakes on my part. With that in mind, the pit crew is, you know, before these last 3 weeks has never been the strongest suit of the two team. Right now it's the strongest part of our equation, part of our team. And with that in mind, we're putting that to good use with these last 3 weeks, because without it, we couldn't have won.
All right, Brad, well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you hanging around, and hope we had a good time.